today. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, the brand new Free Talk Live 2.0. Head over to freetalklive.com as we go. Ladies first, Kathy, listening in Fort Lauderdale. To WFTL. Hey, Kathy,
Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm also a PA, and I think at some point we have an obligation as a country to protect children. If we say to someone that you can do whatever your religious ideas or your personal ideas dictate, some children will be in very grave danger. I mean, suppose a kid fell off of his bicycle in front of your car and you hit him and the kid is bleeding and they take him to the hospital and the parents say, well, it's not my religious belief to give the kid a transfusion, and the child dies. Who killed that child? Did you kill the child when you hit him, or did his parents kill him when they said no transfusion? I think there has to be certain standards.
Who gets to decide?
Well, I think that there are some laws that have to be made to protect children, to say that if there is something that can be done to preserve your child's life, it should be done.
What do you do if I decide not to do that, though?
At this point in time, it's very complicated to do anything about it. You have to go to court. You have to get a court order to have it done. Sometimes it gets done in time to save that child's life. Sometimes it doesn't. You get into things. You talked about circumcision. You know, there's also the female version of circumcision, which is a little more involved than male circumcision. Do you say to somebody, oh, it's okay to do that to this girl and to possibly maim her for the rest of her life?
Well, I think that there's a difference between not doing something and doing something, okay? Like, the law recognizes a distinct difference in those things. But I would say that if somebody does do that, I think that the best way for that person to be punished or whatever, is to allow the girl to come back when she's an adult and do the suing. Because here's the question is, there's countries that they do this, right?
Yes, and it does get done in this country as well.
It does happen. It's rare, and it's usually done below the board.
It is done below the board. You are right, because it is illegal to do in this country.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say it's illegal to do the way it's done, because it's not done by medical professionals. It's done by religious personnel.
Yeah.
So, either way, it's still mutilation.
Yeah, I wouldn't really care who did it. But
right. And as far as I agree. And I don't think you'll find any doctors who actually do it, but...
Yeah.
It does get done in this country occasionally.
So I think that, do you think in those other countries that they love their children?
I don't think it's a matter of loving their children or not loving their children. But I do think it's, if you will, religious indoctrination.
I agree, and so that's why I'm asking the question, is what is the point of taking that child away from those people, even if they've done it, because you can't take the child away from them if they're thinking about it, right? You can only do it after they've done it. So what's the point in taking the child away from them? Because they love the child. They're just crazy. They've got weird religious views.
I agree, because I've had many, many patients in the foster care system, and it's not a great alternative lots of times. However, do you possibly subject that child to additional physical abuse? It's because it amounts to physical abuse.
It is
the tattoos are physical abuse.
But I think spanking is physical abuse. But I think spanking your kids is physical abuse, personally, and yet I'm not willing to take away someone's child over it.
That's that's the thing. You have to find a place to draw the line. And
but this is my problem, Kathy. My problem is that somebody else is going to draw that line.
Right.
And it's not their business, and it's not their family, and it's not their line to draw. I say leave people alone. If you feel like kids are in such danger that they need to be rescued, then rescue them, and then let a custody battle go if the parents come after you for doing that. I wouldn't necessarily have that much of a problem with people going and rescuing children on their own, but I do have a problem with punitive issues, punitive responses to what parents believe and what they want to do with their children.
So basically, because to me it sounds like you're feeling like children are kind of parents' possessions to do with what they want.
No, I think children should be able to emancipate themselves.
I think that children are their own possessions, and they're not yours, and you don't get to decide what happens with them. What you're suggesting is a one-size-fits-all governmental system for how kids are raised in this geopolitical designation known as the United States. And I challenge you to say that there's a whole bunch of different cultures out there, and you should inside the United States, and you should leave them the heck alone, because you don't know what's best.
I agree with that. I'm talking about preventing grave physical damage to children. And I think that there has to be a line drawn somewhere, but some guy's going to come out and say, well, you know, it's part of my beliefs to, take my daughter's virginity away or something like that. I mean,
you've got people living out in places like Arizona and Utah, the FLDS folks,
where
and other
married off to their girls get married off to their mothers. Husbands.
To men who are not necessarily husbands, but to men who are in their 50s, who are marrying and having sex with girls as young as, 12 or whatever. And you think those people, you should go in there and steal their kids and destroy their lives?
I think that those children should be taken away from those.
See, that's
right. Now, before you go on, you know that this happens in Guyana, New Guinea.
I do.
Should we go over there and stop it from happening?
No, we don't have the right to go over there. And
You don't have, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have the right to go into these people's house and decide how it is that they live there.
You never have the right, ma'am. You never have the right to aggress against people.
You think it's okay for people to have this?
I think it's weird as hell.
Physically harm.
See, this is
the thing is if it's right or if it's wrong, and if we're gonna go on a crusade on this, let's get it done. Let's wipe this crap off the planet. Let's if they don't want to listen to us over there in New Guinea, let's bomb them. If they're really doing something wrong, let's wipe them off the map, for God's sakes. I absolutely am.
But because there are lots of people that feel that way. There are people.
You don't have
that,
the right, Kathy.
Bomb them off the planet. I don't.
Kathy,
I just feel children should be protected from physical.
You feel that your view of the world is the right view of the world, and you're willing to inflict it upon other people by force. That's how you feel.
I have nothing against people's beliefs, except when it physically damages a child.
But
I don't,
Kathy,
think people should have the right to physically damage a child.
Some people would say they don't think you should have the right to mentally damage a child, and that the people over in FLDS, where they're having, marrying at age 12 and having sex with 50-year-old men, would say that's mentally damaging. And you already said that they should be had their kids stolen from them. So what I'm saying is,
I think those kids should go someplace where they're safe, because.
But they believe they're safe there.
Let's put them in the foster system. They won't get raped there.
I know, because I've had children that have been in bad situations. I can't say that's a perfect situation.
See,
solution you've got. That's your only solution when you use the government to fix these problems.
Wow.
And I'd like to point out, you don't want to prevent harm to children. What you want is to institute your own rules, because you said it was a in the case of a blood transfusion that you would take the child away from that parent too. And that's not harming a child. That's preventing treatment.
I would take that away from them.
What are you going to do? Look, what are you going
to
do?
The child should have the opportunity to live if it's possible. To do.
But what are you going to do if it's my kid and I say no? What are you going? How are you going to do it without taking my child away?
That you got to send without taking the child away.
You got to send a guy with a gun.
Suspension of rights.
What if I don't think he's going to go to heaven if he gets a blood transfusion? I'm sure there's some nut out there that thinks that. And I say you're not doing it, officer.
One.
What if I say, officer, you're not going to do it?
Who dies, the parent or the child?
In that case, it sounds like the religious nut's going to, decide that...
Light the bullet.
Yep, he's probably going to shoot the cop.
Kathy, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, talking about the ability to make decisions, very strange decisions perhaps, with involving your children. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Our website, a lot of features over there. In fact, archives going back for an entire year, completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking at putting new knobs or pulls in your bathroom or kitchen, before you go to the big box store or the specialty shop, go to internobs.com. Actually, after you've gone and picked out the ones that you like, go to internobs.com and check out their prices there. Use code FTL and you'll save an additional 11% off of the purchase price. These are wholesale prices at internobs.com. This is a website for decorators, designers, that kind of thing. And so that you get their wholesale prices. Use code FTL, you get an additional 11% off. And they even have a closeout section that are 50 to 80% off, ridiculously low prices on knobs and pulls, and you get the 11% off on that, too. Code FTL, internobs.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Ladies first, we continue with your phone calls, talking about parents, children, and them being able to make decisions that might be a little bit unusual, a little bit different, like whether we're talking about getting tattooed or marrying their children off or various different things. Let's go to Michelle in Tampa, listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
I'm Michelle.
If you were walking down the street and you saw a father whipping their child with a leather whip, and it was creating welts and blood, you don't think you would call the cops and have the guy arrested?
I think that I would try to shame the man from there is what I'd try to do.
I mean, you would try to shame the man? Don't you think you're going to a little bit of an extreme as far as, I mean, every government has got to have laws or there's total anarchy. And I'm all for the government stepping out of people's lives, believe me. But when it comes down to children, sometimes freaks have kids, and these kids have got to be protected from the freak parents that they have.
I agree. I absolutely agree that children have to be protected.
And if it means taking someone like that and throwing them in jail, because they are creating,
well, I think
the same as the tattoo thing.
No, it's not the same. You see, this is the difference. And the fact is, I think that a child is in worse shape being with a parent that'll beat them senseless and break their bones and things. They're in worse shape with them than they would be in the foster care system or something like that. And in this case, the foster care system isn't terribly safe. And in this case, you're just talking about somebody who gave a tattoo. I think that they might be a little nutty, but they probably still love the kid, which is more than you can say for the government and the foster care system.
Well, no, I think the foster care system in this country is disgusting, and I don't think a kid should be taken away because they have a tattoo, but there are ways to prevent it before it happens without taking the child away. I mean, you have to come up with common sense. Common sense is you can make a law, and you can make the law to the point where it is illegal for a parent to get a tattoo.
They made the law in this case, and it didn't prevent the tattoo.
Well, then what they should do, what would prevent it, is money talks, and if you make a fine big enough not only for the person who gives the tattoo, but for the parent without taking the child away, I don't think that's a reason to take a child away.
Well,
nine out of 10 times, if you got a parent who's going to get a child a tattoo, let's face it, they're not very bright to begin with, and the chances of them ever making any money, 9 out of 10 times, they're not going to. So this kid's a chance of any kind of restitution is basically not very good when he gets older.
Right, and the chance of them getting a fine isn't very good either. The state getting the fine out of the parent, what's the point of that?
They'll go to jail. If they don't pay the fine, they're going to go to jail.
Maybe not.
Kids will get taken away.
Right, so, I mean, this isn't a solution. The government isn't a solution at this point. There already presumably is a terrible penalty, whatever it is, for tattooing your kids, and these people say, we didn't do anything wrong. We did this for Jesus.
Well, that's because they're freaks.
I wouldn't dispute that, but I still think they're freaks that love these kids.
Why can't you just leave them alone? Yeah, why can't you just leave freaks alone? I mean, there will be people who will have different belief systems, and they may think that you're the freak for not tattooing your children with crosses.
Now, wait a minute. My son came to me at 16 and asked for permission to get a tattoo. And I told him, there's no way I'm giving you permission for a tattoo for several reasons. One is, at 16, I'm sorry, kids still don't have the capacity to deal with what the consequences of this is going to be down the road. At 20 years old, my son came to me and said, I really want to thank you for not letting me get that tattoo.
Well, you didn't actually prevent him from getting a tattoo. You prevented him from getting a professional tattoo. Because these people made their own tattoo gun, and your son could have done the same thing if he looked it up on the interwebs. He'd have found out how to make a prison tattoo and done the very same thing. Now, I'm glad you managed to do that. I think having tattoos is a bad choice. I have some and wish I didn't. But you remember, you can't actually prohibit behavior.
No, you can't. Well, with kids, you have to learn to talk to them. You have to learn to communicate with them and everything. You know, and kids are still going to make bad choices. You can't stop a kid from making bad choices.
So, how do you feel about say the FLDS folks, the very religious people that live on their own little plantations or compounds out in the middle of nowhere, raising their children to believe their particular belief system, marrying their girls off to men in that compound at ages, you know, as young as 12, maybe, who knows, maybe even younger? Do you think that they should be left alone or they should be arrested?
No, I don't. I think that's child rape.
Child rape.
That's exactly what it is. A 12-year-old girl, this is beliefs that are being pushed on to these kids that are going to be very detrimental to them in the future.
So how do you know that? They might live their entire lives out on that that particular plot of land.
Most of them do.
Well, that's child rape.
See, my issue with you, Michelle, is that you've got a very distinct set of morals, and that's fine. But my problem with you is you want to force them on others by threat of violence. And I just wonder, why can't you just allow people to make their own decisions, even the wrong ones?
No, I don't want to force my morals on anybody because there's a lot of things I don't believe in that as an adult, if other people believe in it, that's fine and dandy for that.
Well, Michelle, they wouldn't say it's child rape. They would tell you this is God's will and that they love their 12-year-old wives.
Well, they're nothing more than pedophiles.
I'm sorry?
That's all they'll ever be. They're nothing more than pedophiles. And you find most of them are there because that's exactly what they are.
Well, no, these people are raised in this. You're jumping to conclusions here. These people are raised in this. These people believe.
A 12-year-old girl is a child.
Well, actually, a 12-year-old girl in most cultures at one point or another was considered a grown woman.
We're not in those cultures. We're United States.
Pretty sure Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin.
Right. Loretta Lynn got married at 13 and stayed married to her husband until he died. Would you have had him thrown in jail?
Back then, yeah.
Back then? Yeah. What's that mean?
When she was 12 or 13, yeah.
But they were happy.
It doesn't matter, Mark. Michelle knows what's right and wrong, and she's willing to force other people into her moral system.
Michelle, you said what?
It has nothing to do with a moral system. It has to do with the fact that a 12-year-old girl is still a child.
But Loretta Lynn was 13.
You have to protect children from the freaks.
But Loretta Lynn was 13 and a coal miner's daughter and got married to a man that she clearly loved enough to stay married to. She was a rich woman. She could have done whatever she wanted. And she decided to stay with this guy.
And you would have thrown him in jail, right, Michelle?
Back then, yeah.
Because you would have thrown him in jail today, too, right? Because you know what's right. And you're willing to force people into your
beliefs. You don't know what the outcome's going to be, Michelle.
Sorry about that, Michelle. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry you can't be allowing toward other people and differing belief systems. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile, and you can go and become a fan. It's free, of course. Head over to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether it's an e-commerce, business website, or just a personal blog. And create your very own website with their free web builder tools and templates. Use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free with code FTL at HostGator.com.
All right, we're going to continue here with your phone calls in a moment. I just wanted to make one comment here. We've talked to some folks tonight. I think that would best be described as busybodies. I understand where they're coming from in that they believe that there are certain things that are right and wrong.
What their assertions are on what is right and wrong.
That's just it. At one point, we were asked, we were both asked, you think it's okay to do blah, 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 you know, fill in the blank of whatever thing that most parents wouldn't do with their kids,
right.
Whether it's giving them a tattoo or drinking with them.
I don't think it's okay to tell your kid, stories about, I quite honestly don't believe it's okay to tell your children, religious views that I disagree with. I believe that telling people fantasy stories, whether it's about Zeus or Odin or Vishnu or Jesus, all these fantasy stories that are out there, maybe not Jesus as much as Noah. There's certainly some fantasies that surround Jesus, but telling these stories, I think that you shouldn't do that to your kids. But I wouldn't take kids away from people that did that.
That's the difference between us and some of the folks that have been calling tonight, is that what we're talking about, and we've talked about various different things, from parents tattooing their kids to refusing medical treatment with their children and having their kids consent in those areas. We've talked about a variety of different things that are off the beaten path from what most parents would do. Do I think those things are okay? In many cases, no, I don't think they're okay. I think that it's in many ways wrong to deny your kids medical treatment, for instance. I don't think it's very appropriate to be marrying somebody at age 12. I don't think they're ready to make that decision. Not in our society, not in the world we live in. However, just because I disagree with it doesn't mean I'm willing to aggress against my neighbors over my belief system. And the people that we've talked to so far in this hour absolutely have been willing to aggress. And that's what the problem is. And it's folks like that that will never be free. And they probably don't want to be free, which is fine. But if you ever really want to be free in your life, you have to learn to allow others to make choices that you wouldn't make for your own life. Not everybody has to be the same. We don't all have to make the same parenting decisions. Many people will make decisions that are very, very different from yours and that you would never make for your kids. And that's the way things are. You should just leave them alone if you want to be left alone. Because what if the tables were turned? What if all of a sudden the people that are in the FLDS, and I know you're going to say, oh, it's unrealistic, this will never happen. And okay, fine. But just think about it for a moment here. What if the tables are turned and all of a sudden people that believe differently from you as far as what your value set is and what your moral systems are get in charge of the government that you and your people are now currently in charge of?
That happened to me, I can tell you that. People that have different value sets than me are in charge of the government.
And then they just decide to rewrite the laws, so all of a sudden the way you're raising your children becomes illegal. Are you going to bitch and moan then about your freedoms at that point? Well, hey, turnabout is fair play, right? And sure, it's very unlikely that FLDS will get in control of that sort of thing. But I can tell you, FLDS is in control of the governments of the areas where they are heavily amounted, where there are a number of FLDS people. They are very influential in those
many
areas.
Of them are in government and the police and that kind of thing. So they have to bring in state organizations because the local ones won't do it.
So just remember that as long as you want to start controlling what your neighbors are doing with their children, whether they can drink with them or not, something as benign as that, or marrying their kids off or whatever, when you decide you want to control others, you're only setting yourself up down the line to be controlled.
Right, and I think that the children, if they are harmed, that they should be able to bring a tort case against these parents, that they should be able to bring them to justice in a court of law, and then bring them up on charges and have them not criminal charges, but have them pay pay restitution. If the parents can't pay restitution because they're too freaky and weird or whatever, as somebody suggested, as far as I'm concerned, they should be obligated to pay. Not under the current sort of situation where somebody can say, oh, I can't pay, sorry, but they should actually have to pay.
Like work camps or something like that?
I don't know. Something.
Let's go to Eric.
Come up with the money.
Listening to WCHV in Charlottesville. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
I've just been listening to all these people who you're talking to, and I absolutely completely agree with you. People are amazing how, one, they expect the government to decide what's moral and that the government will enforce it, which, their ideas of morality are not, what you'd expect in your own household. But also the fact that, they can take their own, these own morals and beliefs in their own hands. Like, I think the government, when it was first created this constitution, believed that, the people had the right to give the government rights. That's where it used to be. And now the government gives the people rights. And I think the social programs and everything that people have been voting for and for some reason appreciating in some ways haven't realized that, they don't walk with their own feet anymore. The government tells them where to go, what to do, and how to think, and what morals they should believe in.
I would disagree on a minor point, and that is that government doesn't give people rights. People just, if you believe in rights, and I like the idea, I think that people have rights by virtue of the fact that they're human beings. Although I understand what you're saying is that the government would like people to believe that it gets that they get their rights from the government. That, you know, the government came first, chicken and the egg. The government came first, and without government, we wouldn't have rights. There are there's statists out there that want people to believe that, but I think that's and I think you'd agree that that's backwards. I just want to make sure we are clear on that.
Absolutely. The problem is that people don't stand up. They become spineless towards the government's, you know, as you say, like the fictitious belief that the people don't have the rights anymore. And you have situations like when in New Orleans, when the mayor and the senator took away the guns from the people for the greater good reasons, and they allowed it to happen, and now they can't even get their guns back and stuff like that. It's unbelievable. And then, of course, the state makes a law that says that they can no longer take the guns away from the people.
I thought that was the federal government taking the guns away from people down there. And I thought it was just in New Orleans. I thought it was in, like, Biloxi and all kinds of places like that.
Yeah, you might be right. It might have been the federal government. But government in general, people need to realize the Constitution is their rights. And, you know, if someone's walking down the street, like Michelle was talking about in Florida, if you see some father whipping their child into a bloody pulp and, you know, you don't do anything about it or expect the government to do something about it, you can do something about it. That's the purpose of the Constitution, the purpose of the judicial system that we set up. And people have, you know, the power in their own hands to make a difference if they think that something's wrong.
I agree with you. I think that if you see a child or you know of a child, maybe a neighbor child or something like that, is being abused in a way that you consider absolutely untoward and horrifying or whatever, and you want to go and rescue that child, I think you should be able to do that. At that point, though, you're taking a bit of a risk because there is the chance that the child did not want to be rescued, and in that case, then
you should ask him.
Right, right. You should make it very clear.
I agree with you. There is a risk factor in getting involved with other people's business.
Yes.
You know, like these ladies who are saying that, you know, you need to take that child away from those people for, you know, whatever moral reasons they believe in. And I'm a strong believer in, you know, the world is a big place, you know, despite how small it's become. And people have different, you know, beliefs, different societies, different religions, and I might not agree with all of them, and I might, you know, think a lot of them are quite evil, but that doesn't mean you necessarily go in there and you turn their world upside down and perhaps, you know, screw up the happy life that might seem weird or wrong.
Absolutely right. You are right on. Thank you, Eric, so much for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You go back to the story of the FLDS compound in Texas that was raided and over 400 children were separated from their parents. Almost all of those kids are back. I think the government actually 100% of them are back.
I mean, you know, if the women that were on here, and I appreciate where they're coming from. I don't want to seem like I'm vilifying them. It's just that their solutions stink. The government gave them back. The government went in and took those people's kids, and then they went in and gave them back.
So they just completely turned all of those lives upside down, and it just aggressed against those people and ruined their lives at that point in time. And it was awful what they did, and they shouldn't have done it. Those people were living happily, and if they didn't want to live there, you know, they could have run away and found shelter and found safety elsewhere. They didn't. They liked their lives. Leave them alone. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. It's a live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show, any old time, actually. It's open 24 hours a day, but the best time is during live shows at chat.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed upon us with the use of force and funded? By the use of force. Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Mary is in Missouri, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mary.
Hello. Hey. I'm not a happy camper right now about taxes. Is that going to be an issue?
Oh, I don't care much for taxes. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I'm a single parent. I make $26,000 a year.
Okay.
Not much, you know. And by the end of April, I have to come up with $6,000. Or
you
just
do.
Going to start garnishing my wages. And
oh,
I asked my supervisor, you know, how much they could take from it. And she said 50% of my pay.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. How am I supposed to live and put my daughters through college on that? That's ridiculous. I am so mad right now.
Well, you know what's most ridiculous? I completely understand where you're coming from. What's most ridiculous is that Americans, and it goes back to something that I think it was Eric that was talking about earlier, that Americans are just so damned obedient, they'll go along with whatever sort of awful, terrible orders these government people give them. So if business owners had a pair, if business owners had some level of courage, they would allow their employees to take home 100% of what they're owed and basically tell the government to go F themselves.
You know, and I know that, you know what, I was talking to my mom about this, and she goes, well, if you don't do this, you're going to end up in jail. And I said, well, what are they going to do if I end up in jail? I can't earn no money in jail.
I don't know.
I'm almost to the point to say, screw, I'm sorry.
You can say,
I'm
no, you can
talk
say screw.
Very, very radio-like. I'm going to just, you know, blank them and whatever. I'm to the point I cannot, you know, this is like a burden on me. I have so much that I have to do around my home. And, you know, my daughter needs a new car. I need a new car. And then they're like to me, just putting a, like you said, mafia.
They're just,
you know,
the mafia.
The mafia. Do this or whatever.
Well, yeah. Mark, do you remember when we had Michelle Seven on the show? We found out about her from the guys over at Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com. Michelle Seven is also a mother, and I don't know how many kids she has, but I think it's more than one. And she has basically decided to publicly stop paying taxes. She has made it an issue, and she has basically said she's not going to support this federal government. She's not going to pay her money to them on a voluntary basis. And whatever comes, comes. And she's willing to accept whatever happens. She's
and
going
you know
to.
What? I agree with her because, you know what? Who cares if Obama has all these big gay laws and all this stuff and the big jet he flies and this and that? I'm not paying. $2,600 would really do me a lot of good. It could put a down payment on a car for me or my daughter.
Absolutely.
$2,600 won't buy them a shrimp cocktail in a Washington, D.C. A gala event. And then, by the way, if you try to sneak in, they're going to make a big deal about it and threaten to throw you in jail.
I'm fed up with it. And, you know, I was late on my taxes. And
sure you were.
Well, my daughter says, well, that was your fault. You should have had them taken out of your check. And you know what? They sent me a $350 fine. I'm like, what? A $350? I don't, my high-risk credit cards aren't going to pay that much more.
Yeah, you're just a resource for them. That's all that taxpayers are. Yeah, you're just a resource. They're exploiting people, and people assist them in their exploitation. People have been so brainwashed, just like the School Sucks podcast would tell you over at schoolsucksproject.com, that they've been brainwashed by these government indoctrination camps to believe that there's some sort of duty or obligation to take the money that you earn and give it to a bunch of strangers calling themselves your representatives and your servants in Washington,
you know
D.C.
Exactly. And you know what? I want them to come and do my job. You know, what they're asking is about 2 months' pay for me. You come and do my job.
Okay. Yeah, and on top of that, these criminals expect you to fill out their little government form. They, not only do they expect to take a portion of your labor, but they expect you to work for free filling out their stupid paperwork.
And don't make any mistakes either.
About the census, I'll tell you nothing about that. The lady come here, like, what was the last time that the census come? And she started asking me all these questions about what I made and all this stuff. And I said, I'm not going to answer you. And
good
I closed
you.
The door on her. And, you know, she come back here 10 times knocking on my door and bothering me.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm answer your questions.
You know what I'm going to do next this year? Because it's this year they're going to be sending the census people around. I will be have a charged video camera waiting for me right next to my front door. So whenever the census bureaucrats come up, I'll have a bunch of pre-written or pre-thought of questions to ask them about the nature of the morality of what the company, organization they work for is doing.
If they ask me questions, I'll answer any questions they have as long as the person that's asking those questions is willing to answer the questions to me.
What the same question?
Yeah, the same questions. You know, I want to know your name, your social security number, your date of birth. I want to know all this stuff. And, you know, just you give me that information and I'll answer the silly questions.
I'm not going to answer one of them.
Finally, what I had to do is I post a no trespassing thing, like our city ordinance, no trespassing, on my door. And finally they went away. But 10 times?
10 times.
Coming and knocking and bothering me? That's ridiculous.
Mary, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I'd like
Mary's a brave soul.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty courageous. We need more Americans like her. Americans that are willing to take just a little bit of risk.
That have had it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to start out by having had it.
We need more Americans like her and more people like her from around the world here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project coming up. If you love liberty, that is. You can't be, you know, in my opinion, a part-time lover of freedom. You have to really love freedom enough to understand that you, in order to be free, must, as we were talking about earlier, allow other people to be free, even those people with different belief systems as you.
And they all do. Just here's a surprise. All people have a different belief system than you.
And that being free means being allowed to live your life however you want, so long as you aren't harming another person. without their consent. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We continue with, I believe we have Adrian on the line listening to WTAR in Boynton Beach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adrian. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was listening to you guys. I think we pretty much agree on most issues, but I wasn't really sure. I think when you guys were saying something about with blood transfusions, with religion, families ought to be able allowed to, say, allow their kids to die or whatever. Was I straight on that? I know you guys weren't for it. You didn't like it, but the families ought to have the right to be able to do that.
Well, I think that really the decision is falls upon the child, and there's case after case in the United States where a child says, 12 years old or something like that. And just the most recent one I can think of went on in Minnesota, I think, and it was
as old as 16.
Yeah, as old as 16. But in this case, it was a 12-year-old boy who said that I don't want to get cancer treatment. In this case, I don't even think it was religious. I think he just was sick and tired of chemo.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, my father and my grandmother. Both decided that, chemo wasn't for them, and they went ahead and died of cancer. So he said he would prefer to die, and the court said no. And the mother ran away with him, and then they found her and drug him on back and tried to treat the kid. And I don't know what's going on with him right now. But, yeah, that's basically it. I believe that people should be able to make their own decisions.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Now, what if it was just a purely religious reason? Suppose let's just use the same age, like 12 years old.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter for me what the reasons are.
Right.
What matters is whether they agree.
I think the religious reason is a philosophical reason, and I think that, that's fine. If you believe that a man in the sky told you to do it, okay, who am I to tell you that it's not true?
Now, what do you guys do with, the whole problem of in contracts, in legal contracts, there has to be capacity. Like, someone can't make a legal contract if they're drunk, and one of the things is they have to be of a legal age. So, I mean, does it... I mean, is there really that capacity there? Are we just disregarding capacity, or?
Well, I think that in this case, capacity has to be assumed because it's not like a contract where you can choose to get into it or not. You've got cancer. You don't have a choice. So at that point, you're asking somebody who's best to make that decision.
I think that's a black and white issue. I don't think that's really. I'm trying to deal off a little more in the gray, because it's like we understand the black and white issues. Let's try to complicate a little bit. Now, just suppose that it is a religion. I mean, would that kid, if that's the kid, it's totally healthy and it's real easy for the kid to say live, should the parents allow that child to die, or they have a responsibility?
Okay, so you're coming up with a fictitious scenario like the kid has some disease, they're perfectly healthy and stable right now, but if they get this shot, they'll be saved, and if they don't get the shot, they'll die, and Jesus told these parents that they shouldn't get the shot, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll come back and talk about it. If you don't mind, hang on, bring it back after the news in hour number 3, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The number again, 800-259-9231. And coming up, I think we've got a giveaway to do sometime tonight, so we'll be doing that as well. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.